All right, you got the intro thing?
Yep, I'm ready.
I don't know if this one's probably bad, too. What is this?
This one's good.
Oh, okay. I like it. Yeah.
I got some bad jokes.
So so you're going to go first on this one.
I am. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Patrick, I just got a very important letter in the mail.
A letter in the mail, you say? Is it from 1985?
Haha, very funny. No, this letter says that my house is being considered for the National Register of Historic Places.
Wow, why is that?
Because Bella Dare appeared here.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Banner-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-
You're welcome.
All right, it's house party day two.
It is.
Hey, hey.
How did everybody sleep, all right? Thank you for making bacon and eggs for everybody this morning. That was delicious.
I don't even eat bacon.
I know.
Too, and I had to handle it.
So nice. Yeah. I know. You cooked it for everyone else.
Yeah, well, you know, I do what I can.
Yeah, and you slaughtered the... Anyway.
So speaking of food, though,
yes.
let's do this really quickly.
Okay.
And I want you to be on your best behavior
this time,
Patrick. Are you ready?
Yes.
So food for the house party, the Rock in the Suburbs house party, is provided by
Potbelly. Man, so delicious.
It is so delicious, isn't it?
Really good. Yeah. Fresh, tasty. I know. And cookies.
And cookies, too.
Yeah.
Cookies, salad, everything.
Good.
They brought it all here. So,
I know. It was really
So our
nice.
Friends at Potbelly provided this for us gratis. And so thank you very much to them.
Yeah. So nice.
You guys get enough food? Would you like some more Potbelly? It's left over from yesterday.
It's always better the day after.
All right. It is.
It really is, actually. Yes. Yeah.
I think that's right. Part of their slogan,
that's right?
That's right.
We're getting in trouble.
Tomorrow's food today.
Yeah. Be careful. We're getting in trouble again. Okay. All right. This is Rockin' the Suburbs, a podcast about music.
Yep.
We have the band Bel Adair here with us all week. It's Bel Adair week.
Thank you guys for coming out. Everybody, a big round of applause for Bel Adair. Thanks, man.
Yeah. Thank you for having us.
And I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And two guys we have at the mic today, or starting off today, we're going to get all four of them up here.
We've rotated right Adairs.
We have Adam Morrow.
Mm-hmm.
And we have Reed Watson.
Hello.
Thanks very much for coming on.
Of course.
And Reed, before we get into all of this, No, I want to talk about the record label.
Okay.
Because Bel Adair is on Single Lock Records.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you also help to run the label, right? What do you do with the label?
That's my day job. Basically, anything that involves the business of running a record label in the United States and the world is what I do. So, you know, getting album art together, making sure things are recorded. I don't record the records, but I kind of coordinate the timing of all that. Setting a budget, setting a marketing plan, hiring a publicist, coordinating with our distributors to get records out around the world, making sure indie stores want to stock those records, and helping bands find booking agents and present themselves in the right way.
Wow.
All of that stuff in some way is kind of underneath my umbrella. So it's a lot.
That is a lot. Do you ever load records into the trunk of your car and drive them to stores? And
That's what I do in Bel Adair, actually.
Is that right?
So, yeah, Single Lock started as a kind of an idea of, you know, maybe we can just fund some bands in the Shoals area and help them make good records. And, you know, if we put a certain amount of money into it, then if they just sell this amount of records, we'll make the money back.
Right. First one pays for the next one, right?
Which is real simple.
Yeah.
But as you both probably know, this business is not simple at all.
No.
And that's a really, really, really juvenile way to look at it. And we've learned that. So we're growing into something a little bigger than that and trying to figure out how to take what we think is kind of a modern sound of Muscle Shoals music to the world. So we take it very seriously. It's a cool job.
Good for you. You've been doing really well. I would encourage everyone to check out the artists on that label, and they take a lot of care with their releases, and they're very well
done. It's very great. And one of the single lock artists was on our podcast previously, and that's Nicole Atkins.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah,
she has a one in a million voice, and one thing you can always count on is that if you have a great voice, you're probably going to sell records.
It makes sense. I saw her perform at Black Cat in D.C., and it was an amazing show, and people were really into it, really engaged. It was fantastic. And so since we have this connection now, since we have this in with the label, you got to convince her next time she comes through town, she needs to play right here in this room, right?
We'll send everybody up here. Yeah. It makes a lot of sense.
That's right.
It'll be a tour stop.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay.
All right, let's move on to the fun stuff.
Okay, well, we are. But hang on, I want to do I want to do trivia real quick.
So let's do that.
Because we have all these folks here first. And they want to win something. So they're going to win a piece of Belladair merch.
Yep.
And you get your choice of things. So who wants to do the trivia this time?
I do.
After seeing yesterday how well John Geddes did.
Can I do?
No, No, you're not eligible. Anybody? Trivia? You can win some stuff?
I'll go.
Come on.
Who is it? Bud Verge. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, Bud Verge.
Bold.
Without Bud Verge, the Baltimore Orioles do not exist.
Take it easy on me.
Would you like 80s pop music or 90s pop music?
I'm stuck in the 80s.
Yeah, he's going 80s.
Okay. I'm choosing a card at random.
Now learn from John Geddes and listen to the whole question. John rang in too quick.
Monday.
Next.
Oh, this one's actually kind of tough.
Ooh.
So it is actually multiple choice. So if you want, I can give you the options. John just like.
Well, let's hear the question first.
All right. Bryan Adams. You're familiar with Bryan Adams. Not Bryan Adams, but Bryan Adams.
The B. Bryan.
Bryan Adams sang about the summer of 69.
Mm-hmm.
But in what year did he do so?
He and his friends. They had a band. They tried real hard.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Jimmy quit. Tommy got married. You should have known it was the best time of my life. Can I hear the years?
Yes. The choices are A, 1984, B, 1988, C, 1986, or D, 1989.
Can I go with 88?
Who else would like to play?
Oh, no. Okay.
Anybody
else?
But
I knew all the words.
89.
Anyone else? Anyone else?
Second guess.
What do we got over there?
Jim Davis.
What's that?
84.
Jim.
No, that's too early.
Come on, Mike. You got to.
Jim
gotta
Davis, ladies and gentlemen.
Make this official.
He's wearing a Guinness shirt, but he's not drinking beer this year.
That's right. That's my 1984.
1984 is the correct answer.
Ah, well done, Jim. Yeah.
So you get your choice of a Belladair t-shirt, CD, or vinyl record. Talk to the man over here.
Right. Beautiful.
These trivia questions are harder than we thought.
They're
right?
Harder. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. We're going to do a thing we call probing questions.
Yes.
We asked the band some,
that's right,
some probing questions. Mm-hmm. What we,
you're
what,
up, Adam.
What
we should have been on yesterday.
What we have done in the house parties in the past is we've asked the audience these questions, and that was a lot of fun. But since many of these people have been here before and already heard these questions, we thought we'd just stick with the band.
Be a lot more
this
fun.
Time. Ready? So who wants to go first on the probing questions?
Let's go with Adam.
I'll go.
Yeah,
Adam.
More.
Okay, come Adam. On. You ready? What was the first album you ever bought?
I don't know the actual answer. The first one that I remember going to the mall and buying. I'm the youngest one in the band. I should preface with that. I went to buy the Space Jam soundtrack.
Wow.
That's
not
an excellent
answer. I did not see that coming.
Just in terms of what I actually remember putting money on the counter for and receiving, that was it.
What store in the mall did you buy?
Whatever the one.
Sam Goody? Or was it Musicland at the time?
I'm
trying to think. We grew up in the same town, so.
Yeah.
What town was that?
Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Tuscaloosa, okay. Mm-hmm. What is on the Space Jam soundtrack?
Well,
a lot of R. Kelly. That's
there's
for sure.
A lot of R. Kelly, but there was...
he's a good guy, R. Kelly.
That's too much R. Kelly.
Yeah, there was, I'm trying to remember what else was on there. Some good stuff.
Was he bangers. A good guy, though? I don't
he's
think
an
he
was. No,
he actually
he's not.
He's a bad guy.
Sort of the opposite of that.
Right. Not at all.
Let's move on.
Yeah, let's move on from that. We're all in trouble.
Actually, since we have Reed here, why don't you go ahead and answer, too. Reed, what's the first album you bought?
Ooh. This is going to be so much better than mine.
Oh, my gosh.
You should have been thinking of this as
well. I thought I was going to miss this question, so I wasn't thinking.
No.
This is really hard.
Should we come back to you?
Well, I'll say this. I used to live within walking distance of a record shop that I ended up working at when I turned 16. Mm-hmm. And I remember going up and pretty much just obsessively going into the listening stations they had and just playing everything and asking, you know, what is this? What is this? And tell me a little bit about this. And I know that I can remember buying a REM Greatest Hits. And I think, I'm trying to think of what the name.
Is it eponymous?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because it
that
was
came
like
out
a,
in like the mid to late 80s.
And that seemed like a really like hip, cool answer for your first CD.
You just kicked my ass.
But the only reason that really happened is because I just, if the guy at the counter said buy this, I'd just buy it.
Right.
Patrick used to be that guy at the counter. Yeah. He used to work
with
me
too. Yeah. You know how it is.
I love that job.
Yeah. You need to buy Fables of the Reconstruction.
That's exactly
really
right.
Really the best album ever made.
Maybe. All right, so you're going to go first now, Reed, on this one.
Okay.
So, Adam, you get to think about it. All right.
Time of reflection, yeah.
What was the first concert you saw?
Okay, so at the University of Alabama, they did homecoming concerts every year. And my dad took me to see Bob Dylan.
Whoa.
At our homecoming concert, and I didn't get it at all. I totally didn't get it at all because, you know, I was familiar with who he was, right? But at that time, we had gotten to the point where he didn't quite sound like he did then, right? He's kind of getting a little cookie monster-y. And I love going to see Bob Dylan now. I think it's the most punk rock thing in the universe, and I love him. But, that was the first one I went to.
Wow,
that's
pretty good.
A really good one.
Yeah.
What a
good
dad.
We were lucky about those kind of shows.
Yeah.
Where you were. It probably helped, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, Adam, your first concert?
Well, we were lucky about where we were because one of the more vivid memories of going to those shows is seeing Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Man, that's pretty cool.
And that was on the quad, though.
It was,
that
on
was
the
outdoors.
Quad. Yeah.
Now, see, we saw Dylan at the Coliseum.
Right.
Wow.
Then they got bigger and moved them out.
Yeah, they would burn, you know, a big bonfire in the background, and Lynyrd Skynyrd was playing, and there was an Alabama football game the next day. It was really peak.
That's peak Alabama
Tuscaloosa experience.
Yeah,
that's pretty damn good.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
doesn't get more Alabama.
It does not.
It really doesn't.
No,
it gets frightening if it gets more Alabama.
All right, question three, Adam, you're up first on this one. What song or artist would your friends be surprised to know that you like?
I'm trying to think of if I could surprise them.
Space Jam.
I don't.
Could be one answer.
So we had a long, this is just because this happened yesterday, conversation about pop that we're willing to stick up for, you know, if it's like the production is good or mm-hmm. it's somehow clever in some way. And we really went on and on about Katy Perry for a while. So
all right,
I'll stick up for Katy Perry.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are your friends surprised?
No, they've heard me have that conversation.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Reed.
I don't think any of them will be surprised at this, but I am a unashamed ABBA fan. I think
that's not as embarrassing as it would have been at one time. I feel like they have fully circled into.
Well, that's because the rest of the world's caught up to it. That's good.
You show something very safe, is what I'm saying.
I don't think that's safe at all.
I feel like that's pretty safe.
I don't know, man. I don't know. That's the guilty pleasure I'll often say because those records are amazing.
Yeah,
you know, that's some pretty crazy stuff they did. So
I feel like we kind of answered in the same way, just separated by. Several decades.
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of something more embarrassing that I really like. I don't know. If I think of something later, I'll pipe up.
Just feel free to pipe up. You can wake me up. It'll be fine.
I don't want to like dodge it and be cool or anything.
No, that was good.
Which one do you like? Which question do you like here, Patrick?
I think the first one on the next page would be really
good. All right,
good
go
one.
Ahead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're going to come back to you, Reed.
Okay.
What artist do you regret you never saw live?
Ooh, R.E.M.
Really? Never saw him? Really?
That's the immediate one, and I really wanted to, and they quit. Mm. And I think they quit for good. I don't see them getting back together and doing it.
Although I will say they quit a long time after you got that eponymous record.
Yeah, that's true. I have friends that went to see REM in Nashville, and Radiohead was the opener.
Wow.
Wow.
And that's a wild thing.
Yeah, that's pretty wild.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I wish I'd have gone to that.
Adam? Tom Petty.
Oh,
for sure.
A good answer.
That was, he was one that... even earlier this year when he was on tour, I had friends go to Nashville to see him. And I thought, well, it's amazing that he's still doing it at the caliber that he's doing it at the age that he is. So I probably have a few more years to he'll retire and kind of slowly, you know, enjoy some quiet time.
I think a lot of people thought that. Yeah, exactly. That he'll come back selectively. Yeah. Now, I feel like this question's so important. Can we get the other guys?
Yeah, let's get the other guys.
Really quick.
So hang on.
Just really quick.
Here's what we're going to do. No.
Oh, okay.
We'll bring them in. We're going to ask some more questions.
All right.
But let's have some transition music. So let's hear some Belladere.
Okay.
I just wanted
to know what they regret not seeing.
Yeah, well, they're going to come in.
Okay.
They're going to come in and answer. All right. So how about Neptune City?
Excellent. Sounds
Belladere off of the new album, Tuscumbia.
Here it is.
Okay, that was Neptune City. Good tune. I definitely cool hear tune. Some big star influence in that one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so we switched out seats here.
Yeah.
We are back with Matt and Hayden from Belladere.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're going to ask them some of the probing questions, right?
Let's do that.
Maybe some you've heard, maybe some you haven't.
Hmm.
Where should we start, Patrick?
Well, let's finish up. What artists do you guys regret that you never saw live?
Levon Helm, without question.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. One of the Barn concerts would have been amazing, but any time to see him, right? Would have
actually
been great.
A friend of mine and me discussed a lot about just driving to Levon's house and seeing if we could beg him to let us say hello to him. And he died like a few months after we decided not to do that.
Wow. That's very interesting. Yeah. And he really had a cool thing with those Saturday nights right at the end of his career up there in Woodstock.
Yeah, we were lucky enough to do some shows with Larry Campbell and his wife, Teresa Williams. Mm-hmm. And when we were playing with Donnie, backing him up, we opened some shows for them. Maybe three or four. I don't remember exactly how many. But, you know, he played in Dylan's band, late 90s.
Amazing band.
And then went on to play with Levon in most of his bands until Levon passed.
Yeah.
And, he would just talk about, you know, the stories of them playing up there at the Barn and pretty amazing stuff.
It's amazing. Imagine seeing the band. That would have been incredible.
Yeah.
He handed me a mandolin in the green room one night and I just was like plucking around on it. Then he started talking about how Levon had held it you know, before him last, wow. And I started to panic. I said, please take it away.
That's amazing.
And Matt, what artists do you regret not seeing?
My guy's probably petty too, if I was being honest, but I don't want to copy Adam. So I'll take a close second. I take Lou Reed.
Oh, yeah.
I never got to see him. I would do that.
Yeah, that's a really good one. You ever seen any of these guys that talked about,
Patrick? I did see Lou Reed, yeah, at the Warner Theater on the New Sensations tour, as a matter of fact. So it was pretty amazing. It was great. He didn't play many songs off New Sensations. He just played a lot of Velvet Underground songs, so I was really lucky.
Are you there?
Justin Gaye, as he also said that show. Okay. All right, let's go back, circle back to some of the earlier questions that you've heard as well. So, Matt, what was the first album you ever bought?
Oh, man. I'm pretty sure it was probably some really bad country album. Because I remember like riding around in the car with my dad, you know, as a kid, or the truck or whatever. And, he, you know, it was always on like country radio, which wasn't terrible then. It was, you know, there was some good songwriting and some good musicians on some records, and you could enjoy it a little bit more. So it was probably like some weird, like George Strait or, you know, Randy Travis or something like that.
Right.
I don't remember for certain, but it's probably something like that.
As long as it wasn't Chris Gaines, I think you're
right. Not Chris Gaines.
You always go to Chris Gaines on this podcast.
I know, because that really happened, and I still can't believe that it actually happened.
Never forget.
Yeah.
It's my trope.
You need to start your Chris Gaines podcast,
right.
I think.
That's right.
Just never, really delve into this and
never
get,
forget.
Work it out of your system. Yeah.
That's right.
Never forget Chris James.
Never forget.
All right,
hashtag
Hayden.
Chris Gaines, whatever.
Yes.
First album.
It depends on, do I have to buy it with my own money?
That's up to you. How do you want to define this?
The first one that was given to me was Rubber Soul by the Beatles, which is a great answer. Good. But the first one I bought with my own money was a Goo Goo Dolls record.
Was what?
Goo Goo Dolls.
Oh, Goo Goo Dolls.
Dizzy Up the Girl.
That's all right.
I don't remember. I don't know. What were some of the hits on that one?
All of them.
Okay.
Slide, Broadway, your Black Balloon, Iris, man, what a record. me too.
They sold a few copies of that.
They did, yeah.
All right. Hayden, what's the first concert you ever saw?
Oh, well, the first like major concert that I attended was Smashing Pumpkins.
Oh, okay.
On the Machina tour, or whichever way, Machina, Machina, however they want to pronounce it, at Birmingham BJCC Arena when I was a wee lad. And my dad had to wear earplugs and was miserable the whole time.
That's here for dads.
That's what dads do. Okay, and Matt?
Mine was Three Dog Night.
Wow. Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Sorry. How old are you?
I'm not that old. I was young. I was. They played in Huntsville, which is just down the road from us. It was like a festival outdoors.
Okay.
I was probably 12, 11 or 12. Yeah. Played all the hits. It was fantastic.
Pretty good. Yeah. All right, so a group question, since you all, did y'all drive together over here?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
In the van, the white van.
What did you guys listen to in the car on the way over here?
Don't make us say this.
No, you have
you
to.
You don't want to know.
No, we really want to know.
This is fantastic. Adam, you want to take this one?
Well, okay. I don't know why I'm taking this one, but me and Reed and Hayden all grew up in Tuscaloosa, super college town. We all loved Dave Matthews at some point in our life. Usually, you know, high school, whatever.
Yeah.
So Matt somehow missed this whole phenomena. And so we were talking about it didn't make it all the way to Muscle Shoals and Flint. Some protective wall around Muscle Shoals kept it out.
They call it God.
Taste. It couldn't make it across the taste. Singing River. Yeah, the moat of the Singing River.
Dave Matthews shall not pass.
Right. So we were talking to Matt about his proclivity to do like scat singing kind of stuff. And so we had this particularly memorable passage of the song Jimmy Thing, which we had to play for Matt. And we were all just in the back. He was trying to drive in DC traffic, and we were laid out in the back of the van crying from laughter. So that is how we spent our drive over here.
Wow, that's the best answer of all time.
And we listened to every minute of it.
Right. Yeah. That's for you guys, not for Dave Matthews.
I don't even know where to go from
yeah,
here.
Yeah, there's okay. not a whole so lot of places you can go from here.
let's just go to the money question.
Yeah, let's go
to
the
money question.
Yep, and we'll get out of here.
All right. Who's up on this? Who wants to go?
I think they all need
Who's
to answer
the bravest
this.
One?
I think they all need to answer this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You can answer this one of two ways. Who is or was your musical crush?
Easy.
Who said easy?
I did.
All right, go. Get on that, Hayden.
Lily Hyatt.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
We just had a bunch of listeners call in about Lily Hyatt, too, right?
Including Phil, who's right behind you.
Phil's right there.
Wow.
Great answer.
That is a good answer. Yeah. You want to... Anything else?
I just think her record's amazing and that she's beautiful.
Okay.
Solid counts.
Yeah. If you're listening out there, Lily.
she's a regular listener to the show.
Matt?
Well, I'll take it back to the first trivia question. Susanna Hoffs.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, still, then and still, all the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is Dan Gursky here in the house somewhere?
All right.
I can answer for you.
Reed?
Oh, well.
Get on the mic.
Bruce Springsteen. I love the guy. I really do. I love him.
And Reed just this week went to see Springsteen on Broadway.
And it made me love him even
more. Wow. Yeah. That's pretty cool, man.
And here's what Reed told me, too. He told me it was such an amazing experience that my wife should buy me a ticket to go, right? Isn't that what you said?
No question about it.
Yeah.
Just, you know, StubHub it and find it and go and don't ask any questions. Be there.
Yeah, yeah. And
it's that good.
And you told her that too, right? Yeah, yeah. Okay, all right, very good. All right,
Katie's thanks. Inviting Jack White over while you're in New York.
She knows exactly what to do.
Please.
Okay, Adam, musical crush?
One of the more striking things I can think of is seeing St. Vincent tour very early on, one of her early records, and just being totally blown away. She would come to the microphone and say, "Thanks, Birmingham," just like in this really like terrified voice, and then just destroy a guitar. Yeah. It's like, okay, I'm in.
All right, pretty good. Very good. That's pretty good. Those are great answers.
So I would like to thank you guys for answering these probing questions.
With honesty.
I would also like to thank the beverage of beer for helping them to answer these questions. So,
beer for mayor.
Okay, we're going to wrap this up. We're going to move on to, I guess, tomorrow's episode.
Yeah, so
you guys have to stick
episode,
around
we're
again.
We're going to crash out.
I mean, it's amazing. They're on tour, and they have all this time to just hang out with us.
4 days to crash out of your house. It's really nice.
You know, so you guys have you must be making a lot of money off the record because you got all the time
afford
to spend,
this. Right? Well, the van needs to be repaired also, so it's been in the shop for a few days.
Oh, is that why?
Yeah, we got lucky.
So, okay, that worked. Did you do that? Did you do something to the van?
I don't know.
Okay, keep that between us. All right.
Something happened.
Okay, so this is Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
We want to thank again Bel Adair for being with us. And answering the probing questions. And they will be with us again tomorrow.
Yep.
And we're going to take some audience questions.
Audience
I call it
questions.
The audience, but they're just in my house and hanging
people
out.
People we know that
our
came
friends
over.
Questions,
they
right?
There was
they
pot belly,
have some questions. So. We're going to do that. Yeah. And as we play out here, I want to play something off your first album, The Brave and the Blue. Can I do that?
Yeah, sure.
The one that really caught my attention, and I noticed you guys had it in your set last night, is Golden Days.
I saw
great tune. So we'll play out with that, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Thanks, guys.
Where have the golden days all gone? When I step outside, my mind barely registers it all. Can't recall the smallest lie. 6 white horses on a plane, not a one of them I ride. Oh, is it normal to be free? Oh no, it's a lock without a key. Oh no, in the last place that you leave, we're giving up so easy when you
It gets frightening if it gets more Alabama than that.